Ramadan, the month of opportunities. In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, Salam and welcome to the program. We are nearing the end of the blessed month of Ramadan. Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, said, good deeds are rewarded manifold in the month of Ramadan. God says in Ayah 61 of Surah Mu'minun that the faithful are those who are zealous in performing good works and take the lead in them. In the first ayahs of Surah Al-Waqi'ah, after describing the great event of the Day of Resurrection, God says that the servants will be three groups. The first group is the people of the right hand, whose file of deeds will be given to their right hand. The second group is the people of the left hand, who will receive their file of deeds with their left hand. And the third group is the foremost ones, who are very near to God. Imam Sadiq, peace upon him, says that when a faithful decides to do a righteous deed, two devils rush to prevent him. So, he should be quick so that the devils do not overcome him to prevent him from doing the righteous deed. As it has been said several times, the devils are chained in Ramadan. Thus, the faithful should embark on righteous deeds. They should try to compete with each other in doing righteous deeds. The food diet in the blessed month of Ramadan should be arranged in a way that it does not increase our weight. In fact, Ramadan is an appropriate opportunity to reduce weight and bring it to normal state. As the hours of fasting are long, it is necessary to choose foods which are easy and soon to digest. Some of these foodstuffs include dates and tea, light puddings made of rice, milk and honey, soup and so on. In order to prevent reflux of stomach, it is better to have light and low-fat foods. Spicy foods, fizzy drinks, coffee, and similar drinks aggravate the condition. It is highly recommended to have light iftar to avoid overload of stomach. Moreover, eating slowly helps digestion. It takes 15 to 20 minutes for the brain to get the message that the person is full. Slow eating is helpful in this regard. In iftar, it is better to have fresh lemon juice in water rather than dark tea or coffee. Flaxseed juice is also refreshing and helpful. In order to prevent constipation, it is good to eat rinsed plums and figs. Fruits like peach and watermelon are also good, although many of them are not available in this season. Specialists of nutrition say that eating a few dates at iftar is good, especially for those who suffer from headache or vertigo. This is due to the fact that most headaches stem from low blood sugar. Interestingly, our religious leaders have recommended dates more than 1,000 years ago. It is not good to have cooked foods with raw fruits because the time of digestion differs for these items. Raw foods are digested faster, but due to mixing with the cooked ones, they cannot exit the stomach and cause dyspepsia. The blessed month of Ramadan is the time of servitude, worship, and self-purification. True servants of God make maximum use of the moments of this month to gain God-weariness. Ayatollah Khamenei is used to keep vigil in part of the nights of this month. He uses the pre-dawn hours to recite special prayers and supplications, and also the Noble Quran. This has been the practice of great ulama for centuries. They used to perform their daily ritual prayers as soon as the time for each prayer arrived. Ayatollah Khamenei, like his predecessors, particularly his great teacher, Imam Khomeini, spends part of his nights to seek forgiveness of God. He has described Ramadan as part of paradise in the burning hell of the material world. He says, God has given us the opportunity to admit ourselves in paradise in this month at the divine banquet. Some people enter paradise only for those 30 days. Some, with the blessing of those 30 days, enter the whole year. Some others for the entire life. Still, some others pass by it negligently, which is the cause of sorrow and loss. The leader of the Islamic Revolution says on the value of the moments of Ramadan, we need these hours. Let us make the maximum use of these blessed days and nights through strengthening our heart relation with the spiritual world, the unseen world, through humbleness, appealing and beseeching before the Lord of all Lords, and through reinforcing our bond of velayat with the Ahlul Bayt, this noble family. This is the basis of all good deeds which can be performed by a faithful and hardworking person in the way of truth. If we do not make use of these hours and this opportunity, one day it will cause regret for us. These opportunities are lost unbelievably in negligence. And on the day when our every hour, every minute, our every move, our every word is reckoned, and there is a calculation, this negligence will cause regret.